Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Five little letters and a .com. jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out all the other really cool stuff that you can do on my site, especially if you're bent toward being an entrepreneur, if you are or want to be an entrepreneur, or maybe even if you work for a small business. That'll be fine, too. I think you'll find some things there that will benefit you in your assignment. Let's get our good friend Jeffrey Zabar in here. Jeffrey is an original member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of mine and yours as well. He works hard every day on behalf of small business owners, especially the really small ones, those who are home-based and the Soho group, and also teleworkers. And he's written books about these things, but he's also a high-tech guru, right, Jeff?
That's what they tell me. How you doing today?
All right. Good to have you back, Jeff.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, as usual.
Jeff, you got something really important to talk to us about. Not that you don't always have something important to talk to us about, but today I think it's a little extra because I think you might have something, that some information that possibly would save us maybe not only some money, but maybe a little bit of hassle.
Well, according to a recent report, we can save $10 billion each of
billion.
Us. No,
can I have just a little piece of that?
It can have just a little slice. Actually, your slice can be about $429. Actually, a study recently came out talking about bundling, which you were sort of alluding to in the intro. Bundling is taking different aspects of your telephone service. It could be your local, your long distance, even your internet access, whether it's dial-up or broadband, and putting them together with one carrier, and then letting that one carrier handle not only all your service but the billing back to you. So, essentially, you get one bill for those three services put together, and one customer service number to call if you have a problem, and then you write one check at the end of the month instead of three or four, whatever the case may be. But moreover, by bundling, as we do when we go to a wholesale club or when we buy anything in bulk, you get a discount by packaging it all as one. The companies like AT&T make it easy on you to have it all together as one, and then you, again, get the discounts plus the ease of use, which is pretty cool.
You know, Jeff, back about 10 or maybe even a little more years ago, all of a sudden I realized that other than rent and payroll, the largest check that I wrote every month was for telecom.
Right.
And I had my phone lines, and of course in those days we didn't have the internet, I didn't have Blackberries and things like that, but I didn't have a cell phone that I used a lot. And so all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, I'm spending a lot of money on telecom. So I realized that years ago, and now here I am, 10 years later, and I don't even want to tell you about all the different ways that I connect to the world over telecom lines and wireless communication. And so, I can tell you in my business, it would help me if I could kind of get somebody to come down and say, especially in my business, and say, okay, this is what you're spending, this is what you're getting. What if we could put all the, let me give you credit for all that you're spending, and let's put it together and save you a little bit of money.
And part of what you just said, whether you get someone down to do that or you look at your phone bills, phone bills, we're assuming people haven't bundled yet, and you say, okay, here's my local calling service, whoever it is, whether it's your local, your regional Bell company or a competitive operator in the market. And then you take your long distance bill and you put that next to it. And then you take your wireless bill if you do that. And then you take your internet bill. And you lay them all out. And you're like you said, you're writing four checks, but also you're paying a lot for all these disparate services, which really aren't disparate. They're really connected and can be connected through the right providers, with the exclusion possibly of wireless, depending on the market you're in. But by putting those together, for example, I went with a bundled package that I not only get unlimited local service, meaning I can call throughout my market where otherwise it's 25 cents a call, I get an extended area plan that allows me to call throughout essentially the Tri-County region of South Florida, which is Palm Beach to the Keys. I get unlimited long distance in that throughout the U.S. So for a package of less than $20 a month, I get that unlimited long distance, where the main thing here is I pick up the phone to make a call, I don't hear cha-ching in the back of my mind every time I pick up the call. I am more inclined to pick up and do some prospecting. I'm more inclined to pick up the phone and call on somebody just to say, hey, you know, for business purposes. You know, it's great for relationships as well as the bottom line of your checkbook.
Well, now this bundling, the bundling concept, I know that there are companies who are doing it for residences, but are they also available for businesses, for small businesses?
You have to reach out to the current provider you use and see what they're offering for business. As we know, as a home business owner, quite often you're able to take advantage of residential rates even though you're using it for your home business. And they don't really care, and they sort of say, okay, it's residence, we know you're running a business, but we'll give you consumer rates. Bundling is available in different varieties for the business consumer out there. Again, business pays more for the separate pieces,
right,
and probably would pay more for the package as opposed to a residential bundle. But call out and see what they're able to offer you, because, again, with competition so steeped right now, they're all looking for ways to really bring in more consumers and steal share from others and build their own market share in the process.
Jeff, you've been tracking this pretty close. Who's leading the way in terms of bundling? Who's kind of got who's out front, so to speak, with the bundling packages?
Well, there are companies like AT&T that have been around forever that are offering packages, rolling them out as, again, the major major telephone companies are able to get in with local market services. We've heard of different – we've seen the ads on TV for different packages that are, again – they may not use the word bundle, but they're talking about unlimited local and unlimited long distance and sort of creating these plans for the local
but
market.
But I thought AT&T was a long-distance company.
They are, but according to, you know, recent changes in federal regulation and state regulations, they are now allowed, with all the other long-distance carriers we're familiar with, to move into the local market and provide competitive service. The Bell company.
So if I hear from an AT&T rep, that then I don't have to just think long distance anymore.
Yeah, in fact, that's going to be in the language that they're going to be using with you, and that's one thing. It's exactly what you have to consider, is the fact that it's no longer just AT&T calling for that one portion of your bill. They're rolling out service into all the markets, as many of the others are as well, to again, take a share of that local market service.
But this bundling thing is something we're probably going to see. In fact, I'm going to predict, and this is not a while, as you know, Jeff, this is not exactly genius prediction here, but it won't be very long before bundling will be the norm, isn't it?
It's going to be the norm, because we see, again, local, long distance. Then you have things like caller ID and voicemail services and all these different add-ons.
Jeff, hold on to that thought. Jeff, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeff Zabar. Stay with us, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and also Safe at Home. Anything to do with working small office, home office, teleworking, anything like that, Jeff is he's the guy that you need to be listening to. And Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right, check that out. Lots of good free stuff there, too, folks. You know how
lots
we like free stuff. Jeffrey, we're talking about bundling telecom. Just a couple more things on that. Now, the research that you have available to you showed that the average household, not a business, but household, can save how much a year by bundling?
Upward of over $400 a year. This is research that came out from the Phoenix Center for Economic Policy. And what they found is that by bundling, actually it was consumers and businesses can save upward of $10 billion a year. Again, that's not each business, of course, but $10 billion a year, which is, it works out to about $400 per household when they worked out the household numbers
now,
on that.
So what about, you know, I don't have a home-based business, but I have a small business. You know, I got a handful of employees and
right,
and that sort of thing. So can I qualify? Does a business like mine qualify for bundling?
Yeah, I think it's important that you reach out to the company that you're working with right now and see what they have, because they'll have bundling plans. They want your business. I think that's one thing that we have to remember is, while we hear, you know, for example, in the Florida market, we hear the Bell South arguing with the, you know, the larger, you know, Ma Bell, the AT&Ts and the MCIs and the Sprints about what they can and cannot offer and sell and do. Ultimately, it can work out well for the consumer, and the consumer being the business or the residents.
Right.
So it's important. They all want your business. And to get your business, prices are going to drop. So
is there a place where we can find out more about this? Is there any kind of a website that you know of that we can do a little research, a little due diligence on this that you know of?
What I can do is I will put on my website. I know that if you go to your local carrier right now, they'll give you information. I know ATT.com has information. So if you go to whoever's handling your service now, go to their website or make a phone call, they'll offer up that information.
Right.
What I'll do is I'm going to do a little research, and I'm going to put on my website, and I'll email to you. So maybe if you have a place on your website,
right,
so inclined, there's a place out there that has all this information,
okay,
you know, as one.
Sounds
we
good.
Can go and find that information.
All right. Sounds good. What else? Let me ask you another. Let me change the subject a little bit. Are you familiar with this MyDoom virus and the Barker?
How many times?
Well, what's going on with that? I mean, I haven't heard a lot of buzz about this, but I'm getting a lot of those. I'm getting a lot of weird kinds of notices too. Are you, in addition to the virus itself? And folks, let me remind you of something we've said 100 times on the show. Jeff and I have said it 99 times, and that is don't click on any attachment in an email unless you know absolutely not only that who it came from, but that you're expecting that attachment from them.
Right. That's a key piece of advice, because I got my doom started hitting at like noon on Monday, and by the end of the day I had received scores, 40,
yeah,
50, 60 emails from some of which from people I thought I knew or that I do know, but you know, apparently had sent it to me. But we've been touched by these, by the love bug, by the Anna Kournikovas in the past, that have said to us, you know, coming from friendly email addresses, people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with MyDoom is it's what they call a self-propagating virus. It gets into your, and it usually only happens with Outlook, in the sense it gets into someone's Outlook address book, Outlook or Outlook Express,
right,
and then infects it and then resends itself out using those addresses from that from address. So if it came into mine, it would go out to all, you know, many of the people in my address book saying,
right,
you know, from Jeff Sabar. So, and it carries an attachment, carries an encoded message on the top that says, this is a MIME 7 message that cannot be opened,
right,
so click on the attachment. And many people were fooled into opening. In fact, Symantec and some of the big virus, antivirus companies weren't really sure what it was right away. I had installed antivirus software, you know, updated
mm-hmm.
the night before,
mm-hmm.
and still I didn't get infected, but it got through. So
yeah,
we've got to be diligent. You've got to be diligent all the time with regard to how you deal with your software and how you deal with inbound
email. And this one's got an interesting variation. This one is showing me that an email that it says I sent somebody couldn't be received, and it bounced.
Couldn't be received.
It's like a bounce back. Have you gotten one of those?
I've gotten plenty of those.
But then there's an attachment with it. There's the zip, and it's a zip this time. It's not an EXE,
right,
it's a zip.
Right, and it's coming back from people. I opened one today. I didn't open the file, but I opened the email so that I could see who it was from, the name.
Right.
And while it may say Bob Smith, you get in there and it's from some really weird foreign email. So it's not
right
from the person. It may not be from the person you think it was.
Right.
Be careful. They're trying to trick us, and you know, those among us who are gullible for it will fall for it.
It's hard to believe in this day, and I guess there are brand new people still getting online that don't understand the rules, and they're the ones that are getting us into trouble. So, hey, Jeff, good job today. Thanks for the good information on the bundling of the telecom bills. And give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Jim, it's been great. Thank you.
Jeffrey Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with some more good stuff in a couple of weeks. I've got to take a quick break. You know how well this works. We have to sell a few things. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Grace Marie Turner. She is our healthcare expert. Actually, she's one of the world's healthcare experts. And we're going to talk about how that important issue is evolving in today's world. 29 After, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.